just a moment or two to have the opening tip-off. Again, I want to remind you that Mountain Home Girls are playing over at the Ridgedale Classic in Wynn. That game is over on our sister station, Classic Hits 101.7, and that is also streaming live at KTLO.com. That one's not streaming on the Bomber Sports Network like this one is. I think Wynn does have a stream available on their end. It's not hooked into our broadcast, but they do have some sort of video, I believe. Again, we're here with you here on 99.7 The Boot and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. We're glad you're joining us this evening for the season opener as the Bombers get ready to play the Grizzlies. Dylan Conley giving the introduction to the starting lineup to the crowd that is here in attendance. No, it's probably a little bit smaller crowd, but that's probably because some are here at the hangar. Others did make the trip to Wynn to cheer on the Lady Bombers over there. Again, Maps Homes Girls going to be playing Valley View tonight. They're also playing El Dorado tomorrow evening at 6:30. Unfortunately, we won't have the broadcast for that, probably because of the football game. Mountain Home football team is playing their first postseason home game in 16 years tomorrow night as they'll be hosting Sheridan to start the Class 6A state playoffs. And our coverage of that tomorrow evening will start at 5 with the Electric Cooperative of Arkansas High School game day. And then we'll be joining the boys actually at the Bomber Plain for a special pregame tailgate program. Looking forward to bringing you all of that, all of the excitement there at the from the Bomber Plain before the boys go up into the booth for the broadcast of the game. Both teams out on the floor. It is for Mapson Home, Tyler Podwaski jumping center, and for Fort Smith Northside, Alex Blake will try to win the tip. Opening tip-off is brought to you by Clear Results Glass as the official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by, by Mountain Home. It looks like Ramon, they're going to say it was off north side, so Mountain Home, as it goes out of bounds, so Mountain Home is going to get the ball, and I think the possession arrow will point toward north side for either the next jump ball or the start of the second quarter. So Mountain Home moving right to left in this first half. It is McLean inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets it in to Corp. His shot will not go, but I think it was partially blocked, and the ball comes to the Grizzlies. Here is Shepard with it, dribbling to the left side. Ball goes up top to Young, gives it back to Shepard, goes over to the right side. Shepard's dribbling down to the low block, going up for the layup. No good. I think they're going to call the foul on the floor before the basket attempt on Mountain Home. So they're going to give that one to Tyler Podwaski, his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first quarter. Well, inbound pass goes to Flake. Almost lost the handle of it, but he's able to secure it. Now gives it to Shepard, who has it on the left side. Shepard tries to throw it to Flake. His pass knocked away and stolen by McLean. He's back the other way for the layup. Good. And Mountain Home strikes first. 2-0 Mountain Home up as we're 40 seconds into this contest. Shepard with it. Gives it to Flake up top. Mountain Home looks like in a matchup zone. Ball goes up top. Can't see who has it. And now I think another turnover against Northside as the ball goes out of bounds. I think someone actually stepped on the sideline. So that's already two turnovers against the Grizzlies. 7:08 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home up 2-0. Tate with it. Ball spawned to the front court. Throws over on the right side to Podwaski. Northside in a man-to-man. Now ball's knocked away and stolen by Slater, who's back the other way going up for the layup. It won't go. Ball's knocked around. The ball's still being fought for, and a foul's going to be called on Northside on the rebound attempt. Or did they call out of bounds? Okay, so it wasn't a foul. Or they called it Northside out of bounds. Inbound pass goes to Tate as Mountain's back the other way with it. Tate quickly in the front court. Goes over to Gilbert on the left side. Back up top to Tate. Northside in a man-to-man. 6:40 left to play in the first quarter. Tate dribbles toward the right side. Gives it there to McLean. McLean dribbles up to the top, goes over the right side to Tate, down to Podwoski, up top to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three-pointer. It won't go. Offensive rebound secured by Podwoski. Good job by him skying for that board. He gets to McLean. McLean drills to the left corner, throws that to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the left side, pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. And looks like they're going to call a foul on the rebound attempt on Podwoski. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers here in the first quarter. Okay. And so already with two fouls, Podwoski is going to have to take a seat. He'll be replaced by Drew McGee, a 5'11 senior. 2-0 Mount's home up right now. Shepard with the ball across the timeline. Throws to Flake. Over on the right side, it goes to Black. Now near the top to Slater. I think Mount's home's in a man-to-man now. Slater with it on the left side. He dribbles up to the top. 15 left on the shot clock. Slater dribbles into the paint, puts up the jumper, rolls around, and falls in, and we're tied. Enoch Slater with his first 2 points of the night. 2-2 our score. 5:43 left to play in the opening quarter. Tate into the front court. Throws it to McLean on the left side. McLean dribbles by his man. Goes down for the layup. What a play by Ryan McLean just to blow by his defender and get that layup. And Mount Home's back on top, 4-2. Shepard with it. Gives it to Flake. Flake drills to the top. Gives it there to Young. Over to Shepard. He drills for the low block. Goes up for the runner. It will not go. Ball is knocked around. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northside. Mount Home will get it back with 5:14 left play in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball, leading 4-2. Inbound pass goes to Tate, a full-court man for Northside. Tate into the front court. Throws it to Corp, over on the right side to Gilbert. Throws it to Tate. Tate will throw it back to Gilbert on the right wing. This pass to Corp knocked away, but Corp's able to secure it and avoid the turnover. Now his pass to McLean is knocked away. It goes into the backcourt, and Northside comes up with a steal. Here's Shepard back the other way with a one-hand jam. Wow. And now what is stopping the play? Did they call a technical foul? Yes, they did. They called Derek Shepard for a technical foul. I don't know if he must have said something after he got that dunk that the official didn't like. And so Mavenholm is going to get to two free throws. Greg Gilbert will shoot them, and then the Bombers will inbound the ball on the far sideline with 4:44 left to play in the first quarter. Wow, that's just like that, and that is early to get a technical foul. So he must have said something. It must have some sort of trash talking. I couldn't hear it. So Red Gilbert is waiting to shoot his free throws. I don't know what the delay is. Now they finally do give him the ball. So with 4:44 left, Gilbert tries to put Mount Home back on top. His first free throw will not go. He has one more to shoot. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. He gets 1-2. Mount Home's back on top, 5-4. With 4:44 left. And again, they will get the ball on the far sideline. Ryder McLean will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Tate in the backcourt. Tate gives it to Corp over on the right side. It goes to McLean. Back over to McKee near the top. Back to McLean on the right. Cross court to Tate. Tate's going to dribble into the paint. Throws to McLean near the right corner. He's going to put up the three. Good! Ryder McLean on fire with 7 points. Seven of Mount Helms, 8 points. 8-4, Bombers up. 4:17 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Shepard with it. Finds Blake. He puts up the jumper. Won't go. Offensive rebound for Young. He puts it back up. He can't get the foul to go. And the foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. Max Young picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Grizzlies. Checking in for the first time for Northside is Antoine Thomas, a 6'1 junior, as he'll replace Max Young. And my pass goes to Gilbert. He'll walk into the front court. It's the full court man once again for Northside. Ball goes over to McLean on the right side. Less than 4 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes to McGee. To Tate on the left wing. Up top to McLean. McLean dribbles to the right elbow. Takes out his defender. Puts up the jumper. Good! 9 points already for Ryder McLean. 10-4, Mountain Home up. 3:42 left to play in the first quarter. Shepard with it into the front court. Gives it to Blake. Over on the right side, it goes to Black. Over on the left to Slater. Slater dribbles into the lane, goes up for the runner, bounces around and falls in. Enoch Slater with 4 points on the night. 10-6, Mountain Home up. 3:23 left to play in the opening period. And now fouls will be called in the backcourt. Well, it's a foul Northside should not be committing. Antoine Thomas picks up his first personal foul. He fouled number two in the first quarter. Thomas just got a little too aggressive against Tate there in the backcourt. McLean inbounds the ball from the far sideline into Tate. Tate dribbles for the right side. Tries to throw it to court. Ball knocked away and stolen by the Grizzlies. Second turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Shepard pulling up for the three-pointer. In and out. And the rebound's controlled by McLean. And now ball's knocked away. Ball in the backcourt goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northside. And it will be Mountain Home's ball with 2:55 left in the first quarter. And now pass goes to Tate. He's into the front court. Goes over to the right side of Gilbert. Gilbert takes the screen, dribbles into the towards the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound is knocked around and chased down by Flake. That comes Northside. Here is Shepard with it. He's dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup, good. Derek Shepard with 4 points. Mount Home's lead cut to two now. 10-8, our score, 2:24 left in the opening quarter. McLean has the ball knocked away in the backcourt, gets it back. They still got to get into the front court, and they don't. It's a 10-second count. So Mount Home commits their third turnover of the night, and Northside with a chance to tie or take their first lead of the night with 2:17 left in the opening quarter. Shepard across the timeline. Mount Home in a man-to-man. Shepard dribbles to the left side. Gives up top to Slater. Slater's going to pull up for the three for the lead, and it gets it. Enoch Slater with 7 on the night. Our first lead change this evening. 11-10, Northside up. Less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Tate with it on the right side. He gets away from his defender, who loses his footing, puts up the three in the air ball, and the rebound's controlled by Northside, and Shepard goes up for the dunk, and Matt Thomas is going to call the timeout. So we will break with 1:36 left to play in the first quarter. It is the Northside leading Matt Thomas 13-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Matt's home taking their first time out of the night as the Northside is actually on a 9-0 run right now. It was 10-4 earlier in this quarter. Now the Northside is up 13-10 with 1:36 left to play in the first quarter. Looks like some water got spilled on the floor during the timeout, so just cleaning up the floor real quick before we get started back up. So it will be Ryder McLean inbounding the ball on the baseline in the backcourt as Northside is going with the full court man once again. Inbound pass goes to Tate. Tate across the timeline. Goes over to Corp on the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Tate. Has to chase the ball down to avoid a turnover, but saves it into Gilbert. Ball goes over to McLean on the right. McLean dribbles by his defender, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble to the right elbow, throws to Corp, over to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, will not go, and the rebound is knocked around, and a foul will be called on the rebound attempt against Mountaineau. Blaine Tate picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers here in the first quarter. Northside with the ball up 13-10. Shepard into the front court, gives it to Blake. Over on the right side goes to Black. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Tate. That quickly comes Mathenone. Tate with it. He's going to throw it to Gilbert. Has the ball knocked away on the left side. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Grizzlies. And Mathenone will inbound with 49.9 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. Three-point lead for Northside. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert over on the left side to Tate. Tate will give it up top to Gilbert, and he's called for the travel. So that'll be the fourth turnover against the Bombers with 41.1 left to play in the first quarter. About a five-second difference between the shot clock and game clock, so Northside can't hold for the last shot of the period. But they are going to run down as much clock as they can. Shepard with the ball just dribbling near, just inside the half-court stride. 15 left to shoot, 20 left to play in the quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Slater. Now over on the left side to Shepard. Down to five left to shoot. Now ball goes to Thomas, his layup won't go, and ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Northside, and it will be Mathenone's ball, but 4.8 left play in the first quarter. Mac Jung checking back in for the Grizzlies as he replaces Derek Shepard, and also coming in for the first time tonight is Derek Clark, a 6-foot junior, as he replaces Alex Blake. Corp will inbound the ball over on the far sideline near the corner. Ball goes into Gilbert. Gilbert quickly into the front court. He's going to put up the shot to beat the buzzer. Way too strong. And we've come to the end of the first quarter. Well, our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Northside leading Mountaineau 13-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Northside's ball, to start this second quarter as they lead Mountaineau by a score of 13-10. It is Shepard taking the inbound pass, bringing it into the front court. His pass knocked away, ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by, well, what are they saying? By Northside. That'll be the Grizzlies' third turnover of the night as we are 9 seconds into this second quarter.